I have startled the mother, and she has come over to her baby. Oh, she's stomping her foot. That is the universal sign for fuck right off. Those are my babies. Yes, hello and welcome to an episode of Sister Host, the Sister Ghost podcast live from the Sheep Shed, as voted for by you. I have to say, though, the cow shed option could have been a good option too, because there's a very, very cute calf. It's so, so cute. It's black and white. And I'll take a picture and I'll post it up for you. But here we are anyway in the sheep shed. Something really cool happened last night. One of our sheep had four lambs, and they are the smallest, cutest things I've ever seen. They are so cute. They're about the length of your fingertips to your elbow right now. Probably smaller than that, to be honest. And they're only less than 24 hours old. They're so cute. But yeah, they're so sweet. I'll take some photos and I'll post them up for you. But yeah, Mother Goose here is looking very angry at me because I'm very close to them. So I'm gonna leave her to it. And let's hear a song from the Melvins. Melvins, of course, very awesome band. One of Kurt Cobain's favourite bands. He spent some time, I think, on tour with them. Like, he worked for them when they were on tour, and they also had a Melvins van. There's loads of sweet Melvins trivia, but one of my favourite Melvins trivia is that they have a music video for a song off their album Houdini, a song called Honey Bucket, and the music video is in a sheep shed. And I was always really angry about that, because I wanted to have a music video in a sheep shed at some point. Because I'm a farmer's daughter. Both sides of my family are farmers. Growing up, I always had like pet sheep, pet cows and stuff like that. So I would love to have a rock and roll video in a sheep shed. Maybe we'll do it someday, who knows. But here is Honey Bucket by the Melvins.
We'll be right back.
Whoa, what a great song. So rock and roll. Who said that farming and rock and roll were mutually exclusive? Because they ain't, baby. So yeah, I'm back. And I am crouched down beside a little tiny baby lamb. And the mother is just staring into my soul like she is giving me daggers. Nah, it's cool, we're friends. We talked during the Melvins there and she was like, nah, it's sweet, you can come talk to my babies. She's got beautiful eyes. Her eyes are yellow. And sheep's eyes, their irises, they are rectangular, which is really interesting. If there's any experts out there, why do goats and sheep have rectangular irises? It's really strange. Or pupils, sorry, not irises. I actually did GCSE biology. I should know these things better. Only chose it because A, we had to do a science, and B, it's the only one that had animals, so so yeah. Right now it is lambing season in Ireland, and it's come as a welcome distraction for a lot of people here, for sure. But yeah, so some of these lambs will become pets because the mother will have too many and she can't feed them all at the same time. So for example, this one that has four, it's pretty likely that I will have to foster them, and what that means is that I will have to feed them little tiny milk bottles of warm milk every morning and every evening. It's one of my favourite things, I love it. I used to have pet lambs all the time when I was wee, and when I was a teenager I had pet lambs. So I remember getting up in the morning and going to feed them before getting the school bus, and then, you know, you have to hold them between your legs as you feed them, so it's like they're in my school tights and my skirt and all. getting on the school bus with like some wool on my tights. Probably smelling like sheep as well. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I think I should always just record podcasts when I'm right beside gorgeous BB lambs. Hello. I just have to pet it. But yeah, thank you so much. And I think that a very apt, very appropriate song to finish off on would be Mother. Mother by Danzig. Here we go. Rock and roll from the shed. See you later.
Not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take your daughter.